So I do want to welcome all of you again this evening as we are gathered together on this Christmas Eve and have the opportunity to celebrate the gift of Christmas, which came as an ordinary baby. We're going to be talking a little bit about that this evening, but before we go any further, let's pray together, please. Holy God, not because of me, not even through me, Lord, but really, in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So I have a cousin, Kathy, and Kathy and I are about 6 months apart in age. And Kathy has a daughter whose name was Caitlin. And when Caitlin was a little girl, about 3 years old, she was super, super excited for Christmas that particular year. I mean, there's something special about children at Christmas at any time, but especially when they're at that kind of preschool age, you know, their eyes get really big because they see the lights on the Christmas tree, and they're excited to hear the music. And at that time, they didn't do Elf on the Shelf, but I hear, you know, a lot of kids are excited about the Elf on the Shelf right now, or just all of the traditions that lead up to Christmas time. And she was just really into it that year, and she would sing Christmas songs all the time leading up to Christmas. And so one day, my cousin was listening to her, and Caitlin was singing, and she was singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. You know, we just sang Go Tell It on the Mountain, and she was belting it out, like really with gusto into this song. And she got to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus cried when he was born. But you know, the more I think about it, she may have gotten the words wrong, but she definitely, I think, got the sentiment right. I suspect Jesus cried when he was born because God came to earth in Jesus Christ in the form of an ordinary baby. Earlier this month, I was able to go out to Las Vegas, Nevada to visit with my son and his wife, and we got to see our newest grandbaby. Isn't he adorable? This is Desmond Peter. He was just shy of a month old whenever I was out there and I took those pictures. Now, I don't know about any of you who are grandparents. None of our grandbabies are ordinary. They're all extraordinary, right? Any other grandparents second that emotion out there? Yes, exactly, right? If you're a grandparent, you are convinced that your grandchildren are the smartest, the most adorable, the kindest, the sweetest children on the face of the earth. And that is absolutely true of Desmond and all of our grandchildren as well. I say that kind of in jest. The reality is, in some ways, all children are extraordinary. All children are special gifts from God, right? Which is what we say on Sunday mornings when we have our children's time together. I ask the kids, who are you? And the answer is, special gifts from God. Exactly. You know, all children are extraordinary and they are special gifts. But Jesus was just like all other infants. Jesus was just like Desmond. Jesus was just like Dewey, who's sitting up here in the front pew. And that means Jesus probably did cry when he was born, or when he was hungry, or when he was just tired and cranky, or when he needed a clean diaper. You know, we often don't think of those things in terms of our Lord and Savior, but Jesus was born as an ordinary baby. And to all outward appearances, there was nothing extraordinary about him. So it's no wonder that the Holy Family didn't receive any special treatment whenever they made their way into Bethlehem that night. What they saw was an ordinary family, and after the birth of Jesus, an ordinary baby. I mean, they may have looked at Mary and thought, well, she's a little young to be expecting a child, but that's not all that out of the norm. They may have looked at Joseph and sort of scratched their heads, because who brings a woman who's 9 months pregnant on a long journey like that without having at least some idea where you're going to be able to spend the night whenever you get there, right? But other than that, there wasn't anything, in all appearances, out of the ordinary with Mary or Joseph or that baby that was born that night. And yet, it was extraordinary. Because the child born that night was God in human form. I've shared this poem before, but it's one of my favorites, and so I'd like to share it again. There's a 5-year-old little girl whose name is Sharon, and Sharon was describing what was so special about Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. And these are Sharon's words. She says, they were so poor, they had only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to eat. And they went a long way from home without getting lost. The lady rode on a donkey, the man walked, and the baby was inside the lady. They had to stay in a stable with an ox and an ass. But the three rich men found them because a star lighted the roof. Shepherds came, and you could pet the sheep, but not feed them. Then the baby was born. And do you know who he was? And her eyes inflated to silver dollars. The baby was God. And she jumped in the air, whirled around, dove into the sofa, and buried her head in the cushions, which is the only proper response to the good news of the incarnation. An ordinary baby, the gift of Christmas. And for me, that is good news, because it is a reminder that God often comes to us in ordinary ways. A phone call that we need just when we're feeling down, and it comes at the right time. A card, a letter, a song that we hear that touches our heart, lifts our spirits, inspires us. The opportunity to look at a child and be reminded that God still holds out hope for this world. It was an ordinary baby, yes. But the gift of Christmas is that this ordinary baby was God in the flesh. And that is a true gift. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of Christmas, the birth of that ordinary and extraordinary baby, your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate. Help us to look for your hand in the ordinary things in life. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said.